Okay. I want to welcome you to this session. It's a session on building a national system of federal, state, and local population health surveys. This is actually a more accurate characterization of the subject of the session than very slight changes from the printed program. This session is sponsored by the Community Health Planning and Policy Development section of APHA and is co-sponsored by the Aging section, Asian Pacific Islander Caucus, Health Administration section, and the Medical Care section. We're very pleased to be able to do this session today because with the advent of healthcare reform, there have been a lot of increasing demands for data throughout the United States at all levels of the country, local, state, federal, and a variety of issues related to health statistics. I'm going to present a little bit of background on the topic and this session, and then I'm going to introduce each speaker very briefly because their bios are available more extensively in other places, and I will just tell you basically who they are and where they're from. We need population health data in general in order to better track the health status of the population, but also changes in that in the population's health and evaluate healthcare reform. You hear this from the Congress, we hear it from state legislatures, we hear it throughout the healthcare system. And these data are critical in identifying and evaluating health needs in the population, identifying disparities that we can then address, and the causes and the consequences of these disparities. Without data, really, it's very difficult to argue that we have problems that need to be addressed, and it's only been through health services research and epidemiology and public health studies that we have been able to draw attention to the critical needs of the population and health in the United States. But why do we need survey data? We're about to enter this glorious era of electronic health records, which with the impetus of the Stimulus Act in early 2009 and healthcare reform will become, at some point in the future, a relatively universal system, interoperable with comparable data sources and being able to draw on health records throughout the United States anywhere, as is currently done in the Veterans Health Administration. And the objective is to be able to extend that to everybody. But that's a long way from being universal. We're at the very earliest stages of this effort, and it will take many, many billions of dollars and undoubtedly more than a decade to even get close to that. Even with EHR, if we had a universal system, we will still need other kinds of data systems that I'm sure Dr. Sondek will speak to. Vital statistics are critical in identifying and tracking rates of change in key conditions that people face in life and death situations, marriages, divorces, births. These are critical health indicators that we want to track very carefully. And we have good administrative data on that. Not perfect, but it's good. We have service and program data. This tells us a lot about who's in programs and what we can learn about people's needs and their use of services. But even at their best, these systems tell us about who got services for the most part, and much less about what we need to know about people who did not get service. So population health surveys are important because they collect information deliberately from a probability sample of the population. It's representative of the population that's the target of that survey if it's done well. Information that is not available from vital statistics, administrative data, or electronic health records. It's about people. The information it collects is a variety of things on health behaviors, mental health status, and other issues, and chronic diseases, But it also tells us about people who are often left out of these other systems because they're left out of service or having their needs met. And these typically are the more marginalized populations in our society. The uninsured and other groups defined by social characteristics that are affected by disparities. We have seen a demand increasing for a coordinated national system of health statistics from the federal level to the local level. We've seen the demands rise at all of these levels, and I'd like to single out a few examples of this growing demand. One, 8 years ago, was a report that Dr. Sondag played a significant role in on shaping a health statistics vision for the 21st century. This was a collaborative project of the National Committee on Vital and Health Statistics, the National Center for Health Statistics, and the HHS Data Council. And it called for consistent and comparable data across local areas, states, and the nation. There have been non-governmental reports which have called for exactly the same thing. This one is a study, a report by the American Heart Association. Actually, it says 2002. It should be 2007. And a policy paper from the AHA that appeared in Circulation. And it, too, emphasized the importance of local and state data for a proposed national surveillance system. And they argue that these data were critically needed for prevention and management of heart disease and stroke, and especially to identify and address disparities of all kinds throughout the nation. In 2009, the Institute of Medicine's report on the state of USA health indicators called for the development of key health indicator data at the local and state levels, coordinated with national data. These have been consistent calls from a variety of sources, but perhaps the most authoritative call came from the United States Congress in enacting the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, ACA, this year. It mandates the development of key indicators that are likely to be developed by the National Academy of Sciences, and it mandates that the data be collected and reported at state and local levels, and to quote from the law, at the smallest geographic level feasible. It is needed, they said, to address health disparities as well as health system performance. So there have been efforts to begin meeting this need. The efforts didn't just begin this year or last year. In 1984, CDC established BRFSS, the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, which provides statewide population health data for adults. State demands for state and local data quickly grew as data became available and as policy audiences and public health leaders began to see the benefits of having data. They started wanting more data, and they wanted more localized data. Some states enhanced BRFSS, the BRFSS sample, to collect substate and or child samples. Some states funded their own independent state health surveys with local samples and samples of children and adding topics that they felt were not adequately addressed in BRFSS. Some local jurisdictions, New York City, Los Angeles County, are notable examples, have developed their own comprehensive health survey systems. We're going to be talking about these this session. And the theme of this session that will probably permeate all of the presentations and the discussion is really how to develop a system of national, state, and local health surveys with coordination and collaboration across federal and state levels. How to assure comparability across what are disparate survey efforts going on around the country. Harmonization across federal surveys, which are not coordinated that well today, and between federal and state surveys. And how to optimize the utility of data for policy purposes at multiple levels. In addition, one key component that probably will get touched on in this panel is the importance of disseminating data so that the data become really available to potential users who need the data. I talk about it as basically pushing the data out and putting it into the hands of people who will put it to work and make good use of it.